Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are at Jeremiah, the 20th chapter, if you would like to follow along. Now, we covered some of the 20th chapter when Pashur, the priest, the son of Immer, he was the chief officer in the house of the Lord. When he heard Jeremiah prophesying that Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians would be coming in to destroy the city and the temple, Pashur had Jeremiah, the prophet, beaten, put him in stocks that were at the upper Benjamin gate, which was by the house of the Lord, right there. Can you imagine a prophet of God being beaten and left up there by the temple? This is humiliation at its worst. But this is how they dealt with the truth back then and now. At the same time, we're dealing with the same thing. And the same basic thing is about to happen, actually. I don't know when, but there's a lot of humiliation that's going to come. But let's pray that God will prepare our hearts to the point where we can hear his voice and we can be ready for anything. Now, on the next day, when Pashur released Jeremiah from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, "Pashur is not the name of the name the Lord has called you, but rather Magor Missabib. For thus says the Lord, behold, I'm going to make you a terror to yourself." I'm going to make you a terror to yourself. And Jeremiah prophesied, perhaps out of anger, but God backed up the words of Jeremiah, so we can be sure that God confirms the words of his prophets. Now, as we continue on, and I believe we went a little bit further into the 13th verse, sing to the Lord and praise the Lord. And for he has delivered the soul of the needy one from the hand of the evildoers. And then all of a sudden, Jeremiah comes out and says something kind of off the wall. Cursed be the day I was born. Now, I know a lot of prophets have been neurotic people. And sometimes they don't behave exactly the way that we think they should, or the way we think that a normal person would behave. But then he says, cursed be the day I was born. Let the day not be blessed when my mother bore me. Cursed be the man who brought the news to my father, saying, a baby boy has been born to you. Now, this is very serious. This is Jeremiah down in the depths of the very deepest part of his attitude. And he did not even want to live. A baby boy has been born to you, and made him very happy. But let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew without relenting. And let him hear an outcry in the morning, and shout of alarm at noon, because he did not kill me before birth, so that my mother would have been my grave and her womb ever pregnant. Why did I ever come forth from the womb? To look on trouble and sorrow, so that my days have been spent in shame. You know, Jeremiah was spent time, a lot of time in prison and in humiliation and starvation. People hated his guts. He wasn't like these modern day prophets, YouTube prophets and others making millions of dollars. He's different. Quite a bit different. Why did I ever come forth from the womb to look on trouble and sorrow, so that my days have been spent in shame? The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur, the son of Malchua, and Zephaniah, the priest, the son of Amasiah, however you pronounce that, saying, please inquire of the Lord on our behalf, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is warring against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful acts, so that the enemy will withdraw from us. Then Jeremiah said to them, you shall say to Zedekiah as follows, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am about to turn back the weapons of war which are in your hands, with which you are warring against the king of Babylon. I'm about to turn back your hands. I'm going to be on Nebuchadnezzar's side. You've pushed me too far. Now you want me to help you. After all that I've said and done and sent my prophet. And the Chaldeans who are besieging you outside the wall, and I will gather them into the center of this city. I myself will war against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm, even in anger and wrath and great indignation. I will also strike down the inhabitants of this city, both man and beast. They will die of a great pestilence. Then afterwards, declares the Lord, I will give over Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, even those who survive in this city from the pestilence, the sword, and the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their foes, and into the hands of those who seek their lives. And he will strike them down with the edge of the sword. He will spare them not. He will not spare them, nor have pity, nor compassion. You shall also say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He who dwells in this city will die, by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. But he who goes out and falls away to the Chaldeans who are besieging you will live, and he will have his own life as booty. For I have set my face against this city for harm and not for good, declares the Lord. It will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. Then say to the household of the king of Judah, hear the word of the Lord, O house of David, thus says the Lord. Administer justice every morning, and deliver the person who has been robbed from the power of his oppression and his oppressor, that my wrath may not go forth like fire and burn with none to extinguish it because of the evil of their deeds. Behold, I am against you, O valley dweller, O rock, O rocky plain, declares the Lord. You men who say, who will come down against us, or who will enter into our habitation? But I will punish you according to the result of your deeds, declares the Lord. And I will kindle a fire in its forest, that it may devour all its environs. God did exactly what he said. He lost his patience. The people went too far. They didn't repent. They kept on going down their road of sin. And they brought everything upon themselves. Then they wanted sudden deliverance, which always happens. You know, you ever notice it? Never speak to God or think about God until calamity or a great destruction comes upon. Then you start thinking about God. Some grave disease or accident or life-changing event. Then all of a sudden you think about God. Don't you think it's time to think about God in advance instead of think about God as a last resort? It's time to think about God right now and receive him. Let's receive him now. Lord Jesus, say it. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Change me. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Cover me with your blood. I repent. I repent. I change. I want to change. Change me with the Holy Ghost. Come into my heart and change me. Let me be born again. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Thank you, Lord. This is the first day of my salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, that's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com. You can listen to a lot of... Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And don't forget to shoot us an email, krciradio.com. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God. Wow.